It is September 2nd, 2011. This is Bob Sprankle, and it is Friday. We're off of school because it's the long weekend for Labor Day, and so I've got a lot of work to catch up on. But one of the main struggles that I've been trying to figure out for the past day and a half is how to get students to be able to record those picture book narrations. I think I mentioned this, where I have grades 1 and 2 lunch, and I want my fourth graders to actually narrate picture books and take pictures of the pictures in the picture books with an iPivo camera and put that all together. So I thought it would be very easy in GarageBand with the enhanced podcast tool, but for some reason, and this might be my computer just not having the power, but for some reason on playback when I tested that out, the chapters that I put in other words, the pictures that would change with the audio narration that they've already done, we're totally out of sync. So then I went to iMovie and used the add beat markers to put in marks where the pictures could be put in, and that was too problematic, because if you made a mistake, if you put in too many beat marks or you didn't have the right amount of photos to coincide with the beat marks, basically it was almost like you had to start all over again. So I need something quick. And definitely easy for students to get this up and running. So I turned to my Google Plus community and put out my problem, and Dell Brown came up with a great idea, which is, why don't you just put all the scans from the books into a preview slideshow and then turn on QuickTime screen recorder with audio and start the narration. And that's brilliant. However, my lab is still running Leopard, and that version of QuickTime does not have the screen record method. So this got me thinking again about a screen capture record, which I was kind of staying away from because I was thinking that if I used anything that was cloud-based, that it would be published on the internet, and we don't really have the right to publish these movies because these are copyright books, which is okay for us to share within school, but not outside on a larger community. So I went back to my old standby screencast-o-matic.com, and it is just so easy. With a free account, you don't need to log in or anything. Students can record the screen. They can only record up to 15 minutes, which is way more than we're going to need. So this is a perfect solution. So I'll either have students moving along in iPhoto, turning the page for the new picture, or I will actually put them in a preview document so that they can see the slide that's coming up. So this is a great solution. Thanks to Dell. Really great to be able to put a problem out there and have other people think about it. I got all kinds of feedback from all these friends, and they're all great suggestions, but some just didn't work for the setup that I have. And this Dell's idea put me right into thinking about going back to Screencast-O-Matic. The great thing is, when you do a Screencast-O-Matic, you don't have to save it online at all. You just immediately download it to the desktop, so there's no copyright issues that I'll have to deal with. So I'm very excited and ready to rock and roll on this and get my students recording these books for me to play during grade 1 and 2 lunchtime, so that they can be read to and see the pictures.